Good morning and welcome to the Wai Wai, a public service radio program of the Moiliili Honganji. Moiliili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kie family, in memory of Mrs. Tomeko Kishi. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Raymond Takiue Jr., Kyodan President of Moiliili Honganji. Good morning, Mr. Takiue.
Good morning and Happy New Year. As the temple president, I am asked to do the Wai Wai radio broadcast every year around this time of January. It seems like such a long time ago, but it's been a whole year, and the world was a lot different place back then than it is today. The major event of the year, of course, was COVID-19. As the name implies, it was actually something that originated in 2019. Over 1 year later, we still haven't really figured out this virus yet. Most of us have had to lock down as the government has tried to keep their citizens safe while not destroying the economy. It's been a real balancing act. We've had to make changes like wearing masks, learning how to count to 20 while we wash our hands, that's happy birthday twice, using hand sanitizers, and getting good at estimating how far 6 feet is so that we can socially distance. Non-essential workers were ordered to stay at home and isolate. And at that time, we had stopped having in-person temple services. The temple was forced to make adjustments. We found a great group conferencing program that we used online called Zoom. And through this, we resumed weekly Sunday services. There was a learning curve on how to use it, but over the months that followed, we've continued to have regular Sunday services almost every week. We have also resumed our weekly Tuesday night meditation service with a small group of people who have a guided meditation followed by an informal group discussion talking about life and Buddhism. It's a great way to connect to a smaller group. The temple has also reopened to funeral and memorial services where Reverend Umitani can do a virtual service via Zoom. In this time of being apart, memorial service is a time where you can gather with friends and family and remember your loved ones and think about the sacrifices that were made by those in the past and reflect on how it is similar to what we are going through today. You can contact the office to set up these services and find out more information if you wish to have them for your family. One of the things that we have found in extending the access of our services to our members has been that we have been getting visitors from places that we would normally not get attendees from. This technology has allowed people from the far sides of the island and also from the neighbor islands and even the mainland to join our services more easily. Some temples have recorded services, but ours are live. And one of the great things about that is we open about 15 minutes before the service starts, so people have time to log in and see each other, talk story a little bit, and connect before the service starts. Some families and caregivers help set up the Zoom connection for their kupuna so that they are able to see their friends and listen to the Dharma every week. Afterwards, we have a talk story group for the adults and Dharma school for the children. This White Way Radio broadcast also reaches the neighbor islands. So if you're interested and want to check out their services, please contact our temple office at 949-1659. This past year has been difficult for the temple. We have had to cancel last year's Bon Dance and Summer Festival. However, we still put together a virtual Bon Dance with the help of numerous people and performances, with recordings from previous years, and including some new performances by our Sangha members as well. Our fall seminar this past year was also virtual. We usually have attendees from just the Honolulu and Oahu districts, but for this seminar, because it was virtual, we had people attending from all over the country to listen to our speaker, Bishop Marvin Harada from the Buddhist Churches of America. He will also be our speaker for our upcoming spring seminar on Saturday, March 27th, with the topic of Buddhism in everyday life. As Buddhists, we are taught to see things as they are. While we lament at the global pandemic that is COVID and its resulting consequences, we also need to look at the good things that have come from this. It has taught us how interdependent we all are. We rely upon each other in ways that were not evident before the pandemic, and has taught me to live a life in gratitude to the other people and the causes and conditions that lead up to this present moment. Just think of how your life has changed since lockdown. Some people have found more time and have taken the time to do things like read a book or two, or even more, for maybe the first time in a long time. Some people, like me, have taken to binge watching TV shows and movies that other people have talked about, but being so busy and having to go to different meetings, I haven't had time to watch before. Some people have taken up learning new skills or picking up old hobbies like cooking or baking or even fishing. We've had some time to slow down a little bit and appreciate the things around us. If you think about it, this is Buddhism. We need to sometimes stop and smell the flowers and appreciate the beauty of nature and our surroundings. This past December, there was a conjunction of the planets Saturn and Jupiter. I took my kids out to a dark part of the island where we were able to go and see this once-in-a-lifetime celestial phenomenon. If it weren't for the pandemic, my teenage kids would probably not even be aware of this or be too busy to be doing other things to spend time with us. How fortunate a time this is. It reminds me of the impermanence of all things, and also that our attitude towards how we live our life is important. We hope that things would go back exactly to how things were before. I'm nostalgic about just going shopping and being in a crowd, you know, things that we cringe at now. But I also know that this situation is temporary and will change. Change to what? I'm not sure yet. But I'm sure that because of the truth of impermanence, life will go on and we will adapt. Please continue to support the temple. While we are currently unable to meet in large groups at the temple in person, we continue to do our best to provide services to our members. You can contact the temple office at 949-1659 for more information and to donate, or go to our website at www.moililihonganji.org to check out the events that we have. Sign up for our weekly news digest. Check out our online marketplace and to make a donation to support the temple. Thank you to our sponsors and also for your continued support as we move into the new year. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandaus. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Takiue, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, the 24th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani of Moililihonganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kie family, and our speaker, Mr. Raymond Takiue. We invite you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa of Windward Buddhist Temple. Namo Amida Butsu.